Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in. Alright, so there are a few things I want you to understand before buying a house in Lagos, Nigeria. So if you are thinking about buying a house, there are a few things that you need to understand. And those are the things that I'm going to be breaking down in today's episode. If you're listening on your favorite podcast or you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, like the video and let's start. So the first one is the purpose, the reason behind why you want to buy an apartment or house. Where you need to be very clear about the purpose is the purpose will influence every other decision. For example, if you are buying to resell later for profit, you know, to make maximum return on investment, or if you want to buy to rent, or if you want to buy it for a short let purpose, or if you want to buy it as a residential purpose where you're gonna live. Your reason behind why you want to buy it, having clarity will influence every other decision. It will influence the location, the budget, and probably even the payment plan. So that's the first thing that you need to be very clear about. Number two is the location. Location will determine budget. For example, if you want to buy a house to live, you have to be very clear about the location, because the location influences the price. It could be very expensive for high-level people. Lucky phase one, also a bit expensive. Lucky phase two downward, affordable. Aja, affordable. Ipeju Lucky, Awoyaya, Sangotedo, also affordable. So whatever your purpose is, location, where you want to live, we influence the budget. So you want to be very clear about the location. And if you want to buy a house, it's very simple. Just give your agent, if you're working with me, I will ask you, like, where is your preferred location? This paints a bigger picture of what your budget should look like and how to find the exact property. So that's the second thing that you need to know, the location, where you want to stay. The third one is the payment plan. Now, you can buy a property on outright purchase, or you can make an initial deposit and spread the payment for a period of 6 months, 12 months, or even 24 months, depending on the developer. So, if you are buying outright, that means between 0 to 3 months. This also depends on developer. For example, we have real estate development companies and we also have private individual development. A private individual means single person. There are some developers that don't want to run big companies. They just want to buy land, develop it and resell later. And some developers, they want to build very big company. So depend on the type of property and who you want to buy for. But for most of the properties with a very good payment plan are usually from our companies. So for the payment plan, we have outright purchase. Now, when most people want to buy a house, they think outright purchase means paying everything all at once. No, outright purchase means from 1 to 3 months. You can make payments within 3 months. For example, in the first month, you can make like 20 million naira. If the property is 60 million naira, second month you can make 20 million naira, and the last month you can make 20 million naira. That's interest free. Mostly outright purchase simply means interest free, usually within 1 to 3 months. That's the payment period. Now, if you don't want to stretch your finances or break the bank, you can decide to spread the payment for a period of 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, depending on what will be convenient for you. You can pay gradually, and there are some benefits attached to payment plan. There will be interest though, but it boosts your commitment. You'll be more committed to making payments, and it reduces procrastination. You know, most times when you want to do something, you get into procrastination zone where you say, okay, I will do it next month. When next month comes, you procrastinate. I will do it next the following month. But if you make an initial deposit, it secures your slots and it boosts your commitment to pay on time. Another way to finance your property purchasing is mortgage plan. Now, there are some mortgage banks in Lagos and few other cities that if you can't afford paying outright or don't want to make payments on a payment plan, you can approach the bank that you want to buy a property. You open an account with them and they will help you fund the property. Usually, you will make 20% down payment and they will fund the remaining 80%. And gradually, over time, you balance the payments with the bank. You can pay for a period of 10 years or 20 years maximum. There are some criteria, and I'm going to make an episode in the future because currently I'm working for a client that wants to purchase a property on a mortgage plan. So later in the future, I'll make an episode dedicated to that. The third thing that you need to know before buying a house is property inspection. Before you should buy a house, if you trust your realtor well enough, you can make a down payment. You can make even outright purchase. If everything is perfect for you, you don't need to inspect. But if you want to inspect physically, it's also good. Or you can also inspect virtually as long as you are committed and you are ready to buy the property. You can also inspect virtually. And number four is other payments. Now, apart from the property payment, there are other payments that you need to make. For example, if you are buying from a real estate development company, there is allocation fee. That is a fee being paid for your property allocation. Just like when you buy land, there is a survey plan that needs to be prepared for you, you know, to demarcate your portion. Also, deed of assignments, all those documents that needs to be prepared. If you are buying house, the same thing is applied. There is developmental fee. That was the charges used for development of all the facilities provided in an estate. This include the gatehouse, premium fencing, security, CCTV cameras, street lights, all the beautiful facilities usually provided in an estate. There is also a service charges. A service charges is a token charges that usually used for maintaining of an estate. Usually is between 5,000 naira to 7,000 or 8,000 naira, depending on the developer and the estate. That's per month, 5,000 naira per month, and around 50, 70 or 80,000 naira per year. So when you want to buy a house, make sure you ask your realtor, will there be service charges? And if you are buying from a private developer, depends, there may not be a service charges. Then there may also be an agency fee. Everything depends on the nature of the property you want to buy. So ask if there may be agency fee or not. Finally, the last thing you need to understand is the property document. Usually, either governor's consent or certificate of occupancy.
If you want to know all the 10 most important property documents that you need to know before buying any property, I have put together everything for you with a detailed information. Go to bit.ly/propertydocs to download it for free, or click the link in the podcast short notes or the link in the YouTube video description if you are watching on YouTube. If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable,
they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number two, refer me to a friend who needs a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who needs a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number three is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platform, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.